Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers, is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be here.
Glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Now, I'm looking at some of these things. There's a couple that we might want to really look at. Interesting. Swallows depart from San Juan Capistrano Day is today. This one might be a little bit outdated because today is iPod Day. Does anybody remember the iPod? I think it's a little outdated. We've got National Mole Day. Yeah, not good on that one. It's a little too loud, guys. And National TV Talk Show Host Day. Could you imagine if a National TV Talk Show Host Day is held on Johnny Carson's birthday? Now, could you imagine what Johnny Carson would be doing today if he watched some of these late night propaganda machines? I don't know. You can't call them they're not comedy anymore because they're not funny. They're not entertaining. I don't know. Johnny Carson could come back. Maybe he might even be able, from the grave, be able to do a show better than Colbert, better than Jimmy Kimmel. Unbelievable. But I will get off my rant, and sorry, Dodger fan, but today is also National Boston Cream Pie Day, so we'll stick with that one. I beat anorexia. I love that one. Let's look at the markets. The markets are not a pretty sight today. Yeah, a little painful. Dow Jones Industrial Average been hovering right around the down 400 mark today. Right now, we're at down 406. S&P 500 down almost 47 points. NASDAQ down 138 points. Oil down $2.81 per barrel, which is obviously a bit of a confusion issue when you wonder how can we have oil down that far when we're seeing what's going on in Saudi Arabia right now and what the lame street news is saying about that. But we are seeing that oil is down $2.80 a barrel as we speak. And we'll talk a little bit about the bonds in just a minute. Wanted to look at the gas prices for you. And I'm going to actually tell you why the markets are down as far as they are right now. But today's national average of a gallon of gasoline, $2.84.5. In the state of confusion, we are at $3.81.5. Right here in the state of confusion, if you need to get any gas at all, think about this one. The oil-producing state of Ohio is the cheapest gas in the country right now, $2.552. Think about $1.30 a gallon cheaper than Texarkana. What they're going to say about Measure 6 now. We'll see about that one. We might actually be chatting a lot about the measures and the propositions tomorrow. We have a fascinating show. Todd Ament, CEO of the Anaheim Chamber of Commerce, he's going to be coming in to chat with us a little bit about some of the measures that are going on, but that is where the markets are right now. Then let's look at the 30-year or the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Remember, we were talking a couple of weeks ago, we were at almost like 3.3, or there we were pretty close to 3.3 on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Well, right now we are looking at the U.S. 10-year at 3.129. 3.129 is where we're at on the Treasury bond. That does drive our pricing on mortgages. So when we get into the mortgage minute, you're going to want to listen and see where the mortgage market is. It is down today. If you're sitting on a loan, if you have not gone and locked in your loan, and I share this concept with folks all the time. Is it more important to you for the interest rate you get when you start your loan process or when you close your loan process? What's more important to you? think about that concept. But right now we're looking at 3.128 on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. So let's discuss the why, right? Because all the numbers I've told you so far, you can get that information, google.com. You can go on MarketWatch. You can go on MSNB, Hee-Haw, Fox Business. All of these places will tell you all that information. The thing that they're not going to tell you, what is causing all of this? Well, it's all coming out of Italy. That is the source of a lot of our problem right now. Italy is the source. What's going on there? Well, the European Union came back and rejected the budget for Italy. They came back and they said, you know something, we're not going to accept the fact that your deficit is 130% of GDP. The agreement for the European Union is that they're supposed to no more than 60% of GDP, your deficit, budget deficit. They're running at 130. Okay, so you say, well, Italy, it's not that big a country. Why is it having such a big effect? Well, they are the third largest issuer of their sovereign debt bonds, their Italian 10-year bond. That's trading at 3.58 right now, up 10 basis points. Contrast that with the UK at 1.33, Spain 1.66. You look at Japan at 0.15. Painful. Or the US at 3.129 as we speak. So the big issue right there is Italy's debt is causing a big weigh on the US markets, because we saw a lot of the markets were doing okay overnight until we got this issue coming up. So that is the reason why the markets are behaving as they are. What else is happening in the news? Let's take a look at it. You know, I don't know how to put this in a more delicate way. You know, I've always said what goes around comes around. And one of the most despicable people in the U.S., my opinion, is probably George Soros. Right. If you look at all of the turmoil around our country, George Soros is generally in the funding of that. George Soros funds David Brock, David Brock Media Matters, and a bunch of other aliases. All of the different rioting, all of the different protests, all funded by George Soros and his cronies. Read Cheryl Atkins' book. One of the very good, one of the few investigative investigative reporters out there. Great book called Smear. Identifies exactly how George Soros does what he does along with David Brock. But this is going too far. Even at his house, like I say, what goes around comes around. An explosive device found on Monday at the home of billionaire George Soros. According to the Wall Street Journal, I've seen some reports from police departments now as well, the Bedford Police Department. That's not the way we do things in the United States. And I've shared with you before, one of the people I diametrically oppose to most everything Alec Baldwin has to say. But when he said to revolt at the ballot box, that is the way we revolt in this country. We do it in a peaceful manner. We make our voices heard at a ballot box, not by putting an explosive device at somebody's home, regardless of how despicable he is. He has the right to say what he says. He's not breaking the law. If he breaks the law, he should be charged with whatever crime there is. But don't go putting explosive devices at somebody's home. Not acceptable in our country. Moving right along. How about that migrant march all coming toward the U.S.? Fascinating how we hear absolutely nothing about that from our friends on the left. Who does that affect the most? Well, we're looking at, I just saw this report this morning. I have not had a chance to verify it. Orange County, California unemployment rate of 2.8%. Now, we're going back to an economic discussion. It's called supply and demand. When you have a excessive demand and no supply, prices go up. That happens with wages. Now, if you bring in a lot of low-income workers, what do you think is going to happen with the supply and demand curve? You're going to bring in a lot of extra supply. That means that the prices are going to go down. So when we look at these folks that are for open borders, what benefit do you think that's having for most of the population? Those that are in the working classes are going to have more competition for lower price wages because these people want a job. They're willing to work, right? They're going to do what it takes to feed their family and get a job there. It hurts the working person. So when you're looking at what's going on right now, think of both sides of the street. It's not all rosy when we're looking at what's these people coming over. And we've had done broadcasts before about human sex trafficking. What do you think some of these folks are going to be doing when they get here? Again, it is an ugly, ugly part of our society, but it is out there. We bring this up sometimes because we're on a home and finance show. We're dealing with the roof over your head and your bank account. Both of those are happening. It's your community. Do you think if you have human sex trafficking going on in your neighborhood, what do you think effect that's going to have on home prices in your neighborhood? Think about these things. It's pretty cut and dry. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how buyers can benefit from a shifting home market. We're going to chat about that. I guess I probably should change our headline of the broadcast because how buyers can benefit from a shifting market, but what kind of buyers are we talking about? So I better change that one. Housing is still affordable in the United States. Good debt versus bad debt. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 368 points. The U.S. 10-year Treasury down about 7 basis points to 3.13. What's happening? Then we're going to look over at the bond market, the mortgage market, and see what is happening with the mortgage bonds. Well, they're doing very well. They are up 33 basis points today. That's a very large move when we're looking at the bonds, at the mortgage bonds. Up 33 basis points, well entrenched between the averages. So we've got a little bit of room to move up to the par 46 range. Right now, we're still looking at a par 19. So we can still see some more increase in that mortgage bond and the money come and the interest rates dropping. But why is all this happening? What is going on? Well, it's not a lot of news out other than I told you a little bit about Italy earlier. We saw some weak earnings reports from 3M and Caterpillar. Caterpillar is a very, very important stock because when Caterpillar does not do well, they're a leading indicator of what's happening in the marketplace. So when Caterpillar is not doing well, they're basically saying that people are not ordering those that big equipment. Companies are not ordering the big capital equipment around the world. They are a very, very early on indicator. So we're looking at the S&P closed beneath its 200-day moving average. That could have given us a little indication that we might see a sell-off today. S&P 500 is beneath that October 11th numbers. So here's the issue. Just remember this, and you'll hear it from me every time we see a major move in the market because it's all about sanity. And right now, if you have money on the sidelines, which you always should, never be fully invested, if you have some money on the sidelines, money available in your 401k, buy. Now, I am not going to give you stock advice. I gave up that license years ago. But you want to be buying on days like this. Do not sell into a down day. If you've got the fundamentals haven't changed in the stock you're holding, do not sell. The market always overreacts. I know it doesn't feel good. But remember when it was down 800 last week or the week before, the next day it's up 500. Just remember that happens in the markets all the time. Don't get carried away. Italy's not going to have that big of an effect long-term on the U.S. stocks, U.S. companies. We're seeing a lot of good things happening in U.S. markets. So just be aware. Don't panic. This is not 1929. The earth is not coming to an end. Just letting you know that. Be aware and be prudent. Even if you have money to invest, don't invest all of it. Just dollar cost into the market. If you don't know what that means, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Again, I don't give you advice on what to buy. I'm just giving you advice on what's happened in the market for many decades, maybe even centuries over time. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only one I know of that has the fast pass loan approval. So we are seeing in many areas, some shifting of the real estate market. So if the real estate market is shifting, how do you manage that? Well, I could tell you, but I'm not going to go there. But why would I tell you when we've got the guru in the house? Linda Eisenman is with us. Are you seeing a shift, Linda? That's the first question.
You know, we are seeing a a little overly stated, but I've seen a few ups and downs in the market and comebacks and that sort of thing over the past few decades. And, you know, I think before anybody really begins to panic, first of all, there's no reason for that. I don't see any. I think we're shifting into a more normal market.
That's a big difference from what a lot of people are saying in the news.
Well, I think it's, well, I don't know about other states, but I'm talking about our area in general. And I think we have been in Orange County in particular, and most of Southern California, we've been in such a wacko market for so long that I think we're in the.
I like that. Is that a technical term?
It, well, as far as I'm concerned, it works. Yeah, it works. Wacko market.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. But nevertheless, I think we're moving into a more normal market. And we're in a normal market when there might be a little bit of luxury for home buyers, and that would be a luxury in time.
You know something, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I was on a national mastermind call last week, and the gentleman that was running the calls, I think he speaks to about 100,000 real estate agents around the country. And he was saying basically the same thing on a national level, but I always remind people that real estate is not really national, right? I can give all kinds of national statistics, but nobody's buying the White House. That'd probably be the only house that's national, right? It's your house, your local house, your block. That's what's important. And you being, you know, local can see those things on a firsthand basis.
Well, I think most seasoned realtors can, and something that you and I talked about on a recent broadcast was I had been out previewing property, as I still do at times, and I had come across an agent who had a new listing on a property, and she had had the listing for about 10 days, and she was very concerned. At the end of 10 days, she did not have offers on it at that point. And a couple of days later, I was at another property. There were two agents. They were a team working on a particular listing, and they weren't getting any showings on the property. And this was probably, I'm going to guess, about 4 weeks ago, maybe even 5 weeks ago. And they had huge concerns. They wanted to know what I thought they should be doing as far as marketing the home, because we've been in the kind of real estate market in Southern California in general where there wasn't a great deal of marketing going on. You really didn't need to.
They put a sign up and they call that marketing.
Well, some people do. Yes,
right?
Some people do. Mm-hmm.
And then they take the pictures with their iPhone and they say that that's
Oh, gosh. Don't get me started with iPhone marketing. That's just
crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Oxymoron.
Yeah. So here's the issue. And again, I'm going to go back to the national number.
Mm-hmm.
Because the National Association of Realtors would say to that agent who's not getting any showings, that your property's probably priced 10% too high. The national numbers, again, it's national number does not mean specifics. But on average, if you're having showings and no offers, the National Association of Realtors says that you're 5% too high, showings with no offers. No showings, no offers, they come back and they say that their number is that you're probably 10%. Too high.
You know, I don't know the difference between the 5 and the 10%, but I do know that if you're not having showings, you're not having viewings, you're not getting a response, yes, you are too high. The market is speaking to you, basically.
Right. And it's something that we talk about on several of these broadcasts is every single day, about 15,000 people get to vote on whether your property is priced properly or desirable. Right? And that's because they're going into contract every day, about 15,000 people.
I totally believe that. And if you're not getting, first of all, you've got to get the looks. You've got to get the views. That's the way you get the contract. And if you're not getting people to look at it to begin with, that's your issue. Right.
Right. You got a problem
right
there. So in a shifting market, I mean, you and I have chatted about this before, the issue that we really need to make sure we're getting folks with a that are marked properly, pricing the property, set educating both the buyer and the seller. I think a lot of these cases, it's the sellers that have not been educated as to what their competition is. And I want to throw this at you and see if you've seen this, Linda, because I had somebody that I was chatting with, I think it was either on air or preparation for a broadcast, that there's a huge percentage of homes now that are being sold following some sort of a price reduction, many more homes sold following a price reduction than we've seen in recent past.
Well, I think that's true because we haven't seen the price reductions. We've actually seen properties selling over the asking price. That's the market that we've been in for the past couple of years. When you look at a property in the list price, you may not necessarily think that that's actually what it sold for, because we've been in a multiple offer situation now for several years in Southern California. So it's quite common for a final selling price to be higher than the original asking price.
So here's the question I'll throw at you is that price reduction a function of the property being priced too high in the first place? And on the other side, was the multiple offers a function of aggressive pricing?
Well, I think your first question, the price reductions are a reflection of something being too high to begin with. And number two, I'm not so sure that multiple offers were a result of something being listed too low, something being marketed too low. I'm not so sure about that. I just think our buyer demand at that time was greater than our buyer demand is today. And the good news in the shifting market is I do feel it affords home buyers a little bit more time in which to make a decision. And they're going to make an informed decision that way.
I was going to ask you that. When we come back, I want to talk, are we getting a better decision because we're not under the gun, so to speak? And we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat a little bit, is housing affordable in the U.S.? Can our kids buy a house in this day and age? And is there such a thing as good debt versus bad debt? Talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Hello, John and Alessia. Rob, good to see you all this morning. Real-time real estate segments being brought to you by our area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does and watch for the new version. I believe we're going to call it My Nest. That's going to be the newest version that's going to come out. My Nest, you actually can go with your iPhone to various properties. You put the property into the app. You can actually take pictures at the property so you remember what it is that you liked. Everybody has pictures of their properties online, but which is the property that you really liked? Well, My Nest is going to show you the property you liked. And oh, by the way, it's also going to give you all the financing options for it as well. Housing is still affordable in the United States. Lately, there have been many headlines circulating about whether or not there is an affordability issue forming in the housing market. If you are considering selling your current house and moving up to the home of your dreams, but are unsure whether or not to believe what you're seeing in the news, don't believe them. Let's look at the results of the latest housing affordability report from the National Association of Realtors. According to NAR, quote, a value of 100 means that a family with a median income has exactly enough income to qualify for a mortgage on a median-priced home. An index above 100 signifies a family earning the median income has more than enough income to qualify for a mortgage loan on a median-priced home, assuming a 20% down payment. Remember, you don't need 20% down. The national index results for August came in at 141.2. up from 138.9 in July, but down 8.3% from last August's value of 153.9. What does that say? Well, we can actually still afford homes. They're still very, very affordable. Not quite as affordable as they were last year. A big factor in determining affordability each month is the interest rate available at the time of the calculation. In August 2017, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage interest rate was 4.19. This August, the rate rose to 4.78, and as of last week, it was 4.85. With an index reading of 141.2, housing remains affordable in the U.S. Regionally, affordability is up in 3 out of 4 regions. The Northeast had the biggest gain at 6.2. South had an increase of 2.4, followed by, yes, the West, a slight increase in affordability. We were more affordable at 0.1. The Midwest had the only dip in affordability. That's pretty surprising, right? Despite month-over-month changes, the most affordable region remains the Midwest with an index value of 175. The West remains the least affordable at 101.2. For comparison, the index was 146.7 in the South and 151.2 in the Northeast. Bottom line, if you're thinking of selling your home, now no one really talks about this one. If you are thinking about selling your home, sit down with a mortgage professional, right? Most people say, well, if you're thinking about buying, sit down with a mortgage professional. Now, I say if you're thinking about selling, sit down with a mortgage professional, because then you'll have confidence in knowing what you can sell your house for. And maybe, you know, it doesn't matter what the sales price is, what your listing price is. If you know where your number is to move to your next home, are you not going to be a little more comfortable making that decision? You're not going to be as much nervousness. Oh, I can't sell at that price. Well, use Linda right here as an example. I can't sell Linda at that price because I can't afford to move. Well, you've met with a mortgage professional. Yes, you can afford to move, right? I've done that with a few people recently. I don't know how frequently you hear about that, Linda, where the sellers, you know, they just come back and they say, I can't afford to move.
Oh, I've heard that without a doubt.
Right? And have they really done their homework to find out, can they?
You know, probably not. And you know what? That's such an interesting thought. Ron, I got to tell you, I haven't really thought about sellers sitting down with a mortgage person before they decide to sell. Most people have a pretty good idea in mind where they want to go, what they want to do, that sort of thing. But that's pretty interesting.
It goes back to the same concept as when you're buying the house, right? You've got the want to have, the must have, and I wish I had list. Well, I want X dollars for my house, but is that what I really have to have to go where I want to go?
Huge difference between needs and wants.
Right.
Huge difference.
So before we went to the break, Linda, we were getting into the concept with our topic today of the shifting market. Couple questions, I guess. First off, when we, you know, in the last few years, we had such a hot market that the consumer really had to make a spur of the minute decision if they wanted a property. You know, when you're spending $200,000, $500,000, $1 million, whatever the number is at your castle, right? Making a fast decision can sometimes lead to problems.
Well, it can.
Right. I mean, it may not, but I mean.
No, it certainly can, without a doubt.
I'm a simple guy. I like going slow.
You know, it's a matter, as far as I'm concerned, it's a matter of making an informed decision.
Okay, that makes sense.
And an informed decision based on a lot of factors. And informed decision, number one, based on needs and wants that we talked about. And an informed decision, feeling comfortable with the price that you're paying. And in the past, when I say the past, I mean the last few years when we've had this wacko market, as I referred to it, when we've had such a strong market, that's really what it's been, extremely strong for home sellers in the past few years, that buyers have not, we've not been able to evaluate prices necessarily on the most recent close comparables. When somebody has submitted an offer, very often they're basing their price on what else is for sale now and what else might be in escrow, not necessarily looking at the comps, because comps that are 3 months old and comps that are 4 months old were really behind the demand of the market that we were experiencing. So that's part of the benefit I see in the shift right now, is I believe that some home buyers in most areas are going to have maybe a little bit of the luxury of a little bit of time, literally thinking about it overnight before deciding out in front of the house that, yes, we're going to submit an offer now and we're going to do it on our smartphone.
Yeah, I remember certain conversations I had with agents where they actually took the contracts with them on their phone or on their laptops,
yes,
and they'd sit down at the kitchen table of the subject property and write the offer right there because they didn't want to miss out.
Right at the showing, you're right.
Right, I mean, and, you know, I'm just, I guess maybe I'm old-fashioned, right? I mean, full disclosure, I went and looked at a piece of property last Friday, Thursday, and it's a distressed property situation. And I still haven't given the agents an answer as to what I want to do with it because I want to do the evaluations, right? And if you're multiple, and I have no problem because I have no emotions to it. Most people, when they're buying, buy with emotion.
They do.
Right? So I got to have that house. I can't lose it. And I'm looking and saying, well, I don't care if I lose it, but I want to do my homework.
Well,
but I have the luxury of that now.
You do, but you're also a different kind of buyer. There's a difference between buying an investment property because it's usually
right,
a matter of numbers versus the emotion in something that's going to be a primary residence. So
makes a lot of sense.
It's kind of like night and day.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But even so with the properties now, I'm wondering, are we getting a better decision or a more indecisive decision now? And I don't know that answer.
I think we're getting a more informed decision, which to me would translate to a better decision for the home buyer, and also a reasonable decision for the home seller, because there are many properties that were actually sold and, you know, everybody held their breath that the appraisal was going to come in because it was so much higher than the most recent comps that everybody was, you know, we just wondered at that point.
And that's a great issue, because a lot of people were the uninformed agents were not educating the consumer that they really had the responsibility to educate, that, you know, something, we're in a rapidly increasing market and there is that opportunity or possibility that the appraisal is not going to come in at value.
Yes.
And how do we deal with it? Does that mean we have to walk away from a transaction? Right? I mean, and I'm sure you've had that conversation with many buyers saying we don't have to walk away from that. How do you deal with that? How do you educate that consumer?
You know, I've got a couple of videos on that about appraisal in general and what happens when a property doesn't appraise. And usually there's several alternatives. Number one, the seller can always come down to the appraisal amount. The buyer has an option of paying over the appraisal, or they can meet somewhere in between. And usually it's the somewhere in between in a normal market.
Right.
It's usually the somewhere in between that you wind up with, or you out and out cancel the sale.
So the options are all there as long as that contingency is still in place.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about the video. Is the video something you send out to your clients, or is it something that the average simple radio host can access?
Well, anybody can access them on YouTube.
They're on YouTube, okay.
Yeah, they're YouTube videos.
Okay,
They're just informational videos in general, but that's such a good question because that's a question I get a lot. Linda, what happens if this property doesn't appraise at the price we're willing to pay for it? And I go through the scenario, and it's usually four different steps.
Okay, four steps. Okay.
Well, it's four different outcomes, so to speak. Buyer can pay over, seller can come down, you can meet somewhere in between, or you cancel the sale. I guess the fifth option might be, depending upon the kind of loan, whether or not you're going to go with another, maybe a loan program and another appraisal.
And, Simone, let's chat about that also when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate and the current events going on in this world. When we come back, we're going to also chat a little bit about good debt versus bad debt. We'll talk, and then I'm not talking the accounting type of bad debts, but we'll talk about good debt and bad debt. What is the difference? You can reach me anytime off air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send hand you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Good debt versus bad debt. What is the difference? Whether it's a mortgage, a college student loan, credit cards, most Americans have some debt. In fact, American households' debt hit a new record high in 2018, a whopping $13.2 trillion. That's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York Center for Microeconomic Data. The bottom line is people borrow more. According to Northwestern Mutual's 2018 Planning and Progress Study, average personal debt excluding home mortgages was more than $38,000, even higher than the previous year. So what do they call good debt? And do you agree? Because I don't. They call student loans good debt. You know something anymore? I think student loans are not good debt. Find a different institution that you can afford. Why do you want to be strapped with student loan debt long term? Mortgages, that I find to be good debt, just because there's generally something else that can be done with the money. Why do you want to have net worth tied up at a zero rate of return? Home equity always provides zero rate of return. What are bad debts? Well, credit card debt, that is a bad debt. Auto loans, a bad debt. Again, unless you can do something with the money that's going to return higher amount than the money that it's costing you. So if you're borrowing at 2% for your car and you can take and you had the money to buy it anyway, and you can put that money into a safe, secure instrument that's getting you 4%, well, then you've got that becomes a better debt, a better decision for you because your money is actually making you money. That's the concept there. Give me a call. We can talk further about that, and I'll give you some ideas. We've also got our debt consolidation tools that we can help you with and make an idea, an informed decision as to what you're looking at. What is your real blended household debt rate? That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So before the break, we've been talking all morning about how buyers can benefit from a shifting market. And I'm going to throw this out at our featured guest this morning, Linda Eisen, been in this industry for at least a day or two, maybe more than a day
yes,
or two.
Yes, you're right.
And, but, you know, property values, I always love listening to people when they talk about appraisals and how they feel that the appraiser is all-knowing. And my belief is that a property value, like any other commodity, is determined by what a willing buyer will pay a willing seller. That's how we determine price, right?
That's been the premise all along.
Right. And the appraiser's job is to determine, is the collateral sufficient for the lien holder, the lender, the mortgage company, right? So they're but they don't. That doesn't mean that that's they're right.
Well, it doesn't mean they make up the price.
Right.
They usually affirm or confirm the price that a buyer has paid. And I've seen anybody who has experience out there in the real estate business has probably had most appraisals come in just fine. Every now and then you find one that for some reason may come in low, and it could be, not always, but it could be something that perhaps the appraiser literally overlooked on a property. And I've had that kind of experience. And for example, one of them is we had a property in particular that we sold at a certain amount, but there was another one that sold lower, and the appraiser said, well, I'm using this other one as a comp. And I said, I can understand that, but you also really need to take a close look at that other comp that you're using. That backed a commercial property. That backed a storage lot. That backed something that was less desirable than our end of the cul-de-sac property. And the appraiser said to me, I don't know how I missed that.
And that you only get that answer, and I'm glad you brought that up because I haven't mentioned this in at least 10 minutes, is that that's one of the benefits of having great guidance from a professional, right? The online service doesn't know that. They're not going to come out and be able to tell somebody that, you know, you've got that storage yard behind you and you really like that idea and the value of it.
I totally agree.
Right? I mean, it's something that we're, you know, you can do a lot of things online, but there's a lot of things when you're talking about something that significant.
Well, and it's not just one factor when it comes to pricing. There's a lot of different elements to take into consideration.
So when that happens, was the appraiser willing to modify his report?
In our case, he did. He did make the adjustment.
Okay, so, and again, that kind of goes to another issue there is you always want to have your representative representing you at the time the appraisers are there.
Oh, I totally agree with that. And the thing we don't want to do as agents, we don't want to be know-it-alls. We don't want to interfere with the appraiser doing his or her job. I had a property where we all sold at a higher price than what we anticipated, higher than what the seller anticipated, higher than what I anticipated. And what I demonstrated to our appraiser when he arrived at that property, this is not a fluke. I want to show you we have had 8 offers on this property. We had 2 low offers in this range. We had a couple offers here, but the rest of the offers were at our sales price or a little higher. And we got very lucky, quite frankly, on that property, and a lot of it had to do with timing. We got a lot of traffic through our open house because we had a new home builder who had a big open house weekend planned. So we had more traffic than normal. But what I'm explaining is the fact that I was able to demonstrate to the appraiser it was not a fluke that we wound up with the price. We were able to have multiple offers in similar price range from multiple buyers.
All done by design. And I'm a big believer in luck. Labor under correct knowledge.
You're right.
Right? I mean, the harder you work, the luckier you get in many
instances.
Right? I mean, so again, it's finding that. And it kind of brings us in full circle to what we've been talking about today. With this shifting market, you have the opportunity to do a little more due diligence in finding your representative too, not only your property, but finding the right representative for you.
I think you're right. And one thing I will piggyback on also, the buyers still need to be prepared. The buyers still need to be pre-approved. They still need to go through the hoops in advance to make their offer as strong as they can.
And again, that's all going part of the education and being informed. Right. I mean, you can get out there and you can actually go and get that pre-underwrite now and not be as worried that, well, there's not going to ever be anything for me to buy. And again, this time of year is a great time of year to buy.
It sure is.
Right. The only people that are buying and the only people that are selling at this time of year are serious people.
Exactly.
Right. And
that's a good point. That's a very, very good point. And by the way, I tell my sellers that, you know, the people we're going to have out looking right now, during the holidays, in particular when your home is on the market, are going to be people who want to move, people who need to move.
So in this shifting market, Linda, being that you've got experience in doing this, one of the things I'd like you to talk a little bit about is how do we prepare our property? I mean, we've got holidays, and it's irrelevant to me what somebody celebrates, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Is it Christmas? Is it Hanukkah? Is it Kwanzaa? Whatever your choice is, right? But if we're in this holiday period, how do we prepare our property for sale during the holidays?
Well, I think the thing that we have to keep in mind is anytime you're on the market, you have to be ready to have your home shown within an hour's notice for the most part. And it kind of depends upon how much you do when it comes to maybe personal decorating at the holiday time, that sort of thing. You're going to get fewer lookers. But the people who do view your home, like we just said, are going to be more serious. So don't discount any of those people at all.
Does a lot of decorations have a clutter effect?
It could. You don't want to overdo.
Okay. So, And remember that, you know, whatever your motivation is, are you selling because you want to or because you have to? And if you want to, then maybe your family is more important than, you know, family and the holidays and whatever your personal preferences are, personal values are going to overtake, you know, the sale price maybe.
Well, I think it's a little bit of give and take on both sides.
Makes a lot of sense. If you want some personal guidance, well, that's what Linda does for a living. You got to give her a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch. You also take a look at those YouTube videos that we were talking about earlier, and obviously set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet Linda or any of our guests, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Get those lottery tickets. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.